A deep spectromorphological study of the $-gamma-$ ray emission surrounding the young massive stellar cluster Westerland 1, by F. Aharonian et al. Young massive stellar clusters are extreme environments and potentially provide the means for efficient particle acceleration. Indeed, they are increasingly considered as being responsible for a significant fraction of cosmic rays, CRs, accelerated within the Milky Way. Westerland 1, the most massive known young stellar cluster in our galaxy, is a prime candidate for studying this hypothesis. While the very high-energy gamma-ray source HESS-J1646458 has been detected in the vicinity of Westerland 1 in the past, its association could not be firmly identified. We aim to identify the physical processes responsible for the gamma-ray emission around Westerland 1 and thus to better understand the role of massive stellar clusters in the acceleration of galactic CRs. Using 164 hours of data recorded with the High-Energy Stereoscopic System, HESS, we carried out a deep spectromorphological study of the gamma-ray emission of HESS-J1646458. We furthermore employed HI and CO observations of the region to infer the presence of gas that could serve as target material for interactions of accelerated CRs. We detected large-scale, approximately 2-carat diameter, gamma-ray emission with a complex morphology, exhibiting a shell-like structure and showing no significant variation with gamma-ray energy. The combined energy spectrum of the emission extends to several tens of TeV, and is uniform across the entire source region. We did not find a clear correlation of the gamma-ray emission with gas clouds as identified through HI and CO observations. We conclude that, of the known objects within the region, only Westerland 1 can explain the bulk of the gamma-ray emission. Several CR acceleration sites and mechanisms are conceivable and discussed in detail. Abridged. This was a deep spectromorphological study of the $-gamma-$ ray emission surrounding the young massive stellar cluster Westerland 1, by F. Aharonian et al.